Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine, and this is a beautiful day.
Not bad, Marty. When it's not 92, feels like 99. Anything's a little bit nicer than. I hope you survived the warmth there from Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Well, you know, last we spoke was on a Wednesday, and of course it was Food Truck Wednesday, and we wondered, is this going to happen or not? Remember, there was that huge downpour and you know, storms coming in. But my daughter and I decided we're just going to go, and it was warm, but it was beautiful. I mean, the weather was no rain, and every bit of it, you're not standing out in the middle of a wet field or anything, because it's all paved there, and you're under the there in the shelter house under that big area where there's tables and chairs and wonderful band, and food was great, and it was just a very enjoyable evening. And I, sad to say, I think a lot of people just thought because of the storm it would be canceled, and it wasn't, and it was lovely. So
you're right, Marty, because it takes some severe weather, just not a little rain. Because folks make these plans, and they want to help people in Ellettsville, and we know you guys love the option up there as well. So tonight, first day of school, who wants to cook after the first day of school? Take everybody out for a little treat this evening.
Absolutely, and you know there's all different price ranges, so you can go and people have an ice cream if that's what they want, or they can get food to share, or you know, just different ways that families can go without spending you know, their years worth of grocery money going on Wednesday nights every week. You do not have to spend that kind of money, and
there's no admission
enjoyable.
To get in either. It's free parking, free admission, right?
Absolutely. There's no payment whatsoever to go and listen to the great entertainment, and there's no requirement for you to buy food to do that. So go and enjoy and you know, take your family and just see what this community is all about, because we really do have a wonderful community here. And want to also mention that we're really getting ready for a lot of company to come and join us September 12th, 13th, and 14th for that annual Monroe County Fall Festival. And that is just such a great family event. There's always lots of fun things to do, and it's all free. I mean, there's more than one stage with live music, and there's all the craft booths, and there's the food vendors. Once again, you don't have to buy food if you choose not to, and you don't have to buy any of the craft booths, but you can sure walk around and visit with your friends and family and listen to the music and have an opportunity to see what some of our artists are doing and be able to enjoy what they are presenting to the community. And so it will be a great time. There's lots of things for the kids to do, as well as the
adults. You got the parade that happens as well, and it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Did I see right somewhere that your vendors are all sold out, so you're locked and ready to go?
Oh, they are ready to go, and we're excited that the vendors have said, yes, I want to be a part of this activity, because also where it's happening, folks, I mean, we really love our community, and we love all of our new neighbors that we are getting here in our community. We have a lot of new housing starts that's come over here, so that means we have new neighbors to welcome to join us in. So I think that we're going to have a great September and the rest of the August as well.
Well, let's not forget on Saturdays, Marty, because this is another new addition to the social calendar in Ellettsville. It started the final Saturday of May. A farmer's market takes place every Saturday morning.
Oh, it sure does. And they even have some of the booths that my daughter was delighted to see. They had food items at the one booth that we went to that was gluten-free. And, of course, she has to remain gluten-free. So that was really helpful. And it's just so much fun to go and just see the people who are gathering around and showing what they have produced. And the particular one that I'm thinking of is where two young boys decided to start, I think they called it the Brothers Produce or something. And so they're saving the money for either for college, whatever their projects are. It's just a fun morning to spend together, and there's no charge for the vendors there either. And then across the street from there is where actually the house where I grew up, that house with the red roof, and there's that whole side yard is for vendors with their crafts and so forth. So it's just a fun way to spend a Saturday morning.
It's a fantastic way to do it, and you have multiple opportunities starting, well, in 15 minutes, the Ellettsville Food Truck Wednesday, and then coming up on Saturday, the Ellettsville Farmers Market, 9 to 11 for that, 4:30 to 8:30 tonight.
Okay. I thought we were talking Saturday. I was going to say that's over at 1 on Saturday.
Oh, it's over at 1 o'clock? Okay, great. I thought I saw it was over a little bit earlier, so that's good to hear as well. Now, what's happening in county government, Marty? We're still trying to put a jail together. We are still trying to, here in Monroe County, address perhaps the homeless situation as well. We've got a convention center we're trying to build. We have budgets. Trying to get housing starts, redevelopment. Right. Where should I stop? I'll let you start.
Well, last night was the meeting that was the county council members had been invited to log in and watch or go in person to see the presentation by the Planning Commission having to do with the ordinance that's being put together for the development ordinance for what could happen with our properties in the next several years. And so I listened to that with great interest because I know that's what many of our property owners are going to be looking to see what's happening. And to that end, there is a special meeting on September 24th. I didn't write down the time. I think it's 6 o'clock. But we'd want to look at that, but we've got time to talk about that in the future. But that is something that they will be making just some decisions on this on the 24th. So I think it's real important for people to log in and make sure that they understand what's going to happen, not just to their property, but to the property around them or just in general for the whole county to see what might be happening here. So I think that's going to be one of the big things that people are going to be talking about. But regrettably, it's not unusual. They've had all these meetings, you know, all around the county, but until people really get involved in it and they realize that, oh, they're talking about their property, they don't get as involved as one might think they would. But what happened this morning at the county commissioner's meeting, which I was just now listening to because I didn't get to watch it when it was going on this morning, and, well, just it had to do with the second filling station, you know, there was discussion about this last week, and it's the one out on 45, I think. It was the one where there was this big debate about whether or not the city was going to allow it to have sewer or not, and the county commissioners was going to hold off making a decision because they wanted to know if it had sewer. And Mike Carman was there, and you know, I mean, clearly, it was all in public, so I'm not telling stories out. Nothing quiet about that, because he's certainly opened up and let everybody know how he felt was going on with what he believes is a public health issue, and that is for the city to withhold the sewer opportunities for those who might need it. And he just literally even said at one point, he said that if this didn't get accomplished, that we would just have to take a step back and divorce ourselves from the city. And for us, that we were going to have to get into the sewer business because we were being held hostage by the city having to do with the annexation process. I mean, he was shall I say, enthusiastic about everything he was saying.
Chili got a little hot, huh? That's all right. Chili got a little hot.
Really, and I mean, it was, he was not at all happy with the, he was very clear he's not happy with the past city administration.
That's his absolute right to feel that way, Marty. And for our listeners, is the larger scope this, the city is not providing sewer hookup because the sewer hookup is in question about whether the properties that already hooked up to the sewer can be annexed or not. I don't think I have all that right. Can you paint the picture for our listeners who might not be up to speed on this issue?
Well, what his concern was that if the county commissioners, I will say from my point of view, that's what I thought he was getting at, that if the commissioners would tie every zoning issue to whether or not they already had the sewer hookup approved, then there would be no reason for us to even have a CDO whatsoever to change any of the zoning if we weren't going to be able to do anything, no matter what it was zoned for, if we were going to tie it up waiting for the city to do whatever they were going to do. And, of course, that's not something that the county wants to do. They've already moved forward with this. The other thing that he indicated, which was very concerning, and once again, I'm just saying what I thought I was hearing him say, was that evidently they were talking about whether or not it was financially possible for the city to actually be able to provide the sewer hook-ons as according to the fiscal plan in the annexation plan, because there was not financial capability to doing it. And so, I mean, the whole thing, I'm just saying, it was interesting watching and listening and then wondering what the outcome of that will be. I was glad that he was able to walk away and still felt healthy. I thought, whoa, please. Sometimes, and he even said, well, I'm sorry, I think I got carried away. And so I tried to watch part of it again. I thought, well, I must be missing part of this. But indeed, what the commissioners did was they went ahead and approved the zoning change for this filling station, and of course there's other hoops that this whole plan development area will have to go through, but anyway, that's why he was there this morning. Interesting. I know, I sound like as if I'm talking around in circles, but I don't want to end up getting myself in trouble anymore.
No, that's fine.
Than what I, but indeed, like he said, something about, he clearly said, Hamilton, no doubt what happened was he got his nose out of joint. I'm telling you, this was interesting county commissioner's meeting.
Well, now that administration is no longer in power, well, what's the solution moving forward in your opinion?
Well, I know it would be really great if the city would agree to meet with him. I guess he's asked for a couple of times for the mayor to meet with him, and she has not found time to do so. But for those people who are very involved with trying to help property owners be able to move forward with something and not even be able to talk to the decision makers or to be able to ask questions, I think is rather difficult. But maybe that's not what everybody's first thoughts are.
Well, maybe we need a little compromise. Maybe we need to get together and move along as one instead of trying to win or lose. I don't know.
Well, you know what? We're all going to end up being losers if we decide we can't get along.
Absolutely right. 100%. 100%.
You know, and I live in Monroe County. That means if you live in the city, you also live in Monroe County. And I love Monroe County, and I want us to be successful. And that means we have to figure out ways that we can agree to disagree and be very clear and forthcoming about why we might have come up with a different solution to a problem.
Yeah, I don't know if throwing, kicking and screaming and throwing the toys out of the crib isn't going to help anything.
Well,
maybe it gets attention. I don't know.
What, what happens is if this goes on and on and on after all these years and you're not being able to get people to work together, at some point in time, something blows. And so it's really better if people, with that new administration, I've asked, has the county gone to them to see if we're going to be able to get assistance with the new administration, and actually they're not brand new anymore, having to do with our jail location. Our attorney said that he'd never been asked to go there to talk. I'm thinking, well, here, let me write you a letter. I want you to go.
There you go.
Go talk with the mayor. See if we can come up with a location that might be able to save county taxpayers. And remember, if you're in the city or out of the city, you're all county taxpayers. If we can save millions of dollars if we got some assistance from the city to work with us on a location or whatever we might need to do, I would hope we would be able to do this together, because it certainly looks like as if what the mayor was working with others having to do with the unhoused population, that's going. What they were talking about is certainly not something the city has authority or control over doing all of it, because talking about having to do with the justice system, they don't help operate the justice system. So I just don't know exactly what the plans are, but I don't see how you grow. We've studied this long enough to know that you are not going to be able to grow your way out of this by trying to build more housing, and then more housing, and then more housing. And I think that from what I saw, is they're no longer going to encourage people to come here when they have certain events that bring in people from outside the county that come and need our assistance. And so they're talking about ways that they can slow that growth down. So but none of that's going to happen for free. All of that takes money, and it
plenty
takes
of it.
People working together. Absolutely. Do you want to talk about this morning or this evening?
Well, it's just to update that I saw the story in the Herald Times this afternoon, and some of the recommendations to curb homelessness would be finding 12 additional outreach workers, according to the HT again. The cost of that is $1 million annually. Finding 10 additional case managers, cost $1 million annually. $500,000 to prevent residents from losing their homes. All these other things going on. Yeah, very important, but a lot of money here, and that's how it always works.
And I would hope they're not looking to the county for that lot of money, because our lot of money is going to something that the city, they have a problem with criminal activity, and the county is obligated to try to figure out how we're going to pay to work the justice system, to pay for the jail, to pay for the courts, to pay for probation, and so forth. So this pot of money I hope that everybody's talking about, I hope you don't think it's going to be able to come from the county, because where? When you look at our budgets...
The story says here, Thompson said local funding alone cannot address the challenge, and help from state and federal government will be critical, especially in creating more affordable housing.
Okay, now you're looking at something that I've got a post open, but you're looking at something newer than what I saw. So
this was their meeting yesterday.
Right, I just saw this. Is mine. What I have opened is from this.
But anyhow, the money is the money. That's absolutely right. So coming up on August 14th at 6:30, the Bloomington City Council will host a consensus building activity session on street homelessness. And they'll do that at City Hall, and invites anyone with the interest or experience to attend and participate in a collaborative discussion on the topic. So it sounds like it's just a idea that is moving along and trying to gather up some steam. But yes, back to the jail story though, Marty, where are we next in that story? Is there a story? Whose court? Where's the ball? Whose court? Who's serving? Who's returning?
Right. Well, one of the statements here in the article that I was reading, it says the plan, talking about the city's plan about housing or whatever, also envisions restructuring the local criminal justice system around inpatient recovery and mental health care for repeat offenders. Now, that's all lovely, but where is this money going to come from? And so there may be people who say, well, let's just not build a jail. Let's just do this recovery and so forth. I don't think that's what our sheriff intends to have happen. He's moved us forward, and he is supporting building the jail and hopefully moving the court system at the same time. And there are others who are saying, wait a minute, we don't want to do a 500-bed jail. So then the whole thing is going to come down to how many beds and so forth. We have a meeting on the 16th that is supposed to be a work session to go over having to do with an update on financing of this. And there are some who said they want to talk about the financing before they talk about the number of beds. And, of course, it's all going to come right down to what we can afford to do or what we think we can pass off to the taxpayers to pay for. And once again, I'm saying we need to make sure that we've done it in a way that is just as cost effective as we can. But it is not going to be a small ticket item. This is millions and millions, and we will be many, many years paying for it. So it has to be right. Now, to begin with, when we first started talking about building the jail, there was a discussion, I know, coming from a member of our county legal team saying the suggestion was to build a wider perimeter, but only finish out so many pods, but have enough space to move to that you can move more pods and more beds as time required it. And so we'll look at it and see if they're going to perhaps do something like that. But, of course, when you're talking about the design group, the architect group, literally they're going to have a location to come up with the floor plans and not just how they plan the property to be used. So, but maybe we'll hear something. We've got a meeting on the 13th. Maybe we'll get more information on the 13th, and then our plan is for the county council to come back together on the 16th, and we'll be talking about this, and then right after that, we're going to have the long-term finance plan. And in the meantime, of course, our deadline for our department heads to have been turning in all the information that they had turned in about the miscellaneous revenue so we can move forward with putting our budgets together. That deadline has already passed. So there's just a lot going on. I know that we've already had some different departments coming to our Personnel Administration Committee, which I'm a member of, and wanting at this time to have their people reclassified, change their classifications. Of course, that means they would like to have them have a raise. And I said I thought we should put a pause on a couple of those because they're talking about, indeed, some, it appeared to me that what they're talking about is they're using the same skill set, but they're having more workload, more things, different types of things to do, but with the same skill set. You have to have, in order to change your classification, you have to have certain things that would change it. It's not just that you're using the skills that you already had and would be expected to have, and that maybe you're getting different ways you have to use those skills. That doesn't mean you change the classification. It's when you change what your skill level has to be. And there's requirements for that. So we'll see. We'll, by the next meeting, there'll be three of us instead of two of us because I could have just put a motion on the floor to deny the request, and then that would have caused a problem because we're only two of us, and they can only bring it back just once. So I thought it was far better to table it and allow the time for there be all three members there to be able to look at the information and make a decision.
Well, that sounds like how it should be, but I guess not always. That's not always the case.
Well, but you know what? There is. It seems as though we have three members of a group, and it's not unusual for one member to have to be on business or away and not being able to participate. So those are. But that's the reason why we should never ever start the process in August, because we're right into putting our budgets together. So in the meantime, the next time I talk with you, we will be moving forward a little closer to maybe what we're doing with our jail. I don't know. Guess I'll find out.
Well, I'll be here every Wednesday waiting for your call patiently.
Well, good. Next time you call me and you give me the answers, because I don't have them anymore.
Well, you're engaged, Marty Hawk, and that's I could give you the answers, but they're not pending to anything. You're the one doing all the legwork and doing all the homework, and we appreciate it each week. Come back and join us next week and have fun at Ellettsville Food Truck Wednesday tonight.
Right, and happy first day back to school to all those kids are out here.
The only holiday in August, back to school for the parents. There we go. All right, good job, Marty. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman, joins us every Wednesday to try to make heads and tails of all the big issues, and there are a lot of them happening here in Monroe County. Yep, Bloomington's in Monroe County, folks, and all these things that happen affect all of us. And Marty does a great job of keeping us in the loop each week.